Want a recipe for success? Step one, visit OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses. Step two, click on my link to browse OCD Training School's amazing course catalog. Step three, enroll. And step four, enjoy learning. With no added cost to you, you can support the OCD family community while grabbing some continuing education or learning how to bridge yourself to self-help strategies for OCD. Again, that's OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses. And use my special link to sign up today. Welcome back to the OCD Family Podcast. And it's time for a holiday extravaganza, because today I have three fabulous guests with me. I have Tracy Ibrahim. You might know her as Taboo Tracy. I have the lovely Krista Reed, LSCSW. And I have my boo, Madison at Obsessively Strong, D. Silvio, here to play some holiday games.
I'm Nicole Morris, licensed marriage and family therapist and mental health correspondent. And let me be the first to say, welcome to the family. The OCD family, that is. I am here to create a community of support for family members, spouses, partners, parents, adult children, as there may be adult words, and chosen family of OCD sufferers and their community. I've had over 22 years of experience in the mental health field, but please note that this information does not qualify or substitute as a diagnostic evaluation, therapy, or treatment, and it is presented on an as-is basis. Please follow up with a qualified mental health provider in your area regarding concerns for yourself or loved ones. Thank you for joining us today. Now, let's get started.
Alrighty, fam. All right. Every year, I take some time during the holiday season to play a few festive games, not just to spread some cheer, but also to raise awareness and maybe even get a few laughs at OCD's expense. This year is no different. I'll just mention a trigger warning here at the top of the show, as this episode includes discussion of various OCD themes, cursey words, and potentially taboo content. What's taboo? I mean, it's kind of in the eye of the beholder, but if you're newer to hanging with the fam, this is also very much on purpose. OCD is all about rules and distress and saying you can't talk about this, you can't say that. It's so bossy. But good response prevention means that we don't follow OCD's rules. We follow our own value-driven ones. So I've invited some fabulous colleagues and friends to join me, and they did not disappoint, because we are playing Cards Against OCD, the ho-ho holiday edition. And yes, that is styled similar to Cards Against Humanity. So if you've ever played Cards Against Humanity, you know exactly what kind of chaos is coming. And if you haven't, buckle up. Now, I will just note also, as long as I am doing a trigger warning, a special note for EMET or emetophobia warriors. And if you're like, what? What's EMET? It's that deathly fear of vomiting. I give you a heads up because during card number 5, there is a dramatic reading that includes gag-like sounds. Now, timestamps are available for each card if you'd like to skip that moment, but I just wanted to give you a heads up so that you can take care of yourself. For new fam, sometimes hanging out in OCD spaces can feel a bit like alphabet soup. I mean, what in the OCD is a BFRB or ERP? And then there's ICBT. No worries, I got you. No sweat. So ERP stands for Exposure and Response Prevention. ERP and ICBT, ICBT being inference-based cognitive behavioral therapy, are evidence-based treatments for OCD, or obsessive compulsive disorder. And for good measure, BFRBs are body-focused repetitive behaviors, an OC-related disorder, which sometimes we call an OCRD. I mean, soup, anyone? Now, don't worry, there won't be a quiz. No need to memorize it all. Just know you're welcome here. Alrighty, last thing I'm going to cover before we get to the fun is how we played today's game. So traditionally, this kind of game uses a boss prompt card to help steer each round. For our version, I created a quick Google form where each of us could then anonymously submit our answers to each prompt card. And then one player per round got to select their favorite answer, while the other three had to sit with the uncertainty and see who won. And that was it. Thanks to Google Forms formatting tools, we could see when all of the responses were in without actually seeing the responses revealed, and that was fun. And as you'll hear throughout the episode, you can have a pretty good idea of when we did flip to that screen. Often, laughter ensues. Also, since we were playing over Zoom, I read all the prompt and response cards out loud, whether it was my turn to pick or not. I mean, less tech juggling, more laughs. Yes, please. So if this sounds like fun, you too can totally play Cards Against OCD amongst you, your family, your friends. It really only took me about 5 minutes to set up that Google form. If you're like, yeah, but me and technology, bleh, YouTube. YouTube can teach you how to do Google form, lickety split. Also, credit where credit is due. I use ChatGPT for generating 10 mystery prompt cards to keep things spicy. And hey, I think they turned out pretty well. None of us had an advantage. Yes, yes, we are all in it to win it. So that's how we pulled off today's game. You'll hear us reference it a little bit as we dive in. And make sure you stick through the end because not only did my gracious and heartfelt guests tell more about all the amazing and fabulous work they're doing out in the world, but they also left the fam here with their holiday tip of the season. And so listen for the laughs, stay for the encouragement, and let's get to it. So welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. Can't wait.
Yes.
Cannot wait.
So this is going to be really fun. And I definitely am going to make sure we take some time at the end. So make sure you stay tuned for that, fam. But I know that Tracy and Krista just recently kicked off a podcast talking about all things taboo topics and so many really important things that we need to draw attention to when we're learning, and that there's no shame in talking about this. So we're going to talk about so many different things. At Obsessively Strong over there, killing it on social as well. And so we will go around and do that. But first, we're here to play, aren't we?
We are.
Okay, so the game we have this holiday season is an OCD edition of Cards Against Humanity. So we use ChatGPT to come up with some of this, and it was like, this is gauntlet shit. And then it was like, intrusive thoughts. So I was like, cute, chat. Chat's trying. But we are going to play Cards Against Humanity. We are all in it to win it. So we're all on a team Uno on this one. But we have different prompts that are going to be read aloud, and we're going to be taking turns submitting prompts anonymously using a Google form. And, you know, we're going to have to see who's the winner, who prevails with the most points at the end. So what I will do to kick us off is I'm going to introduce our first question.
Remind me, who's typing the answer?
We all are. So if you look in the chat.
That's right. I remember now. I blacked out. It's been a long fucking day and week and life. My life has been long, Nicole.
I'm sorry. You've gotten your internet back, though.
Yes.
Okay, but the fact that she said my life's been long, and Nicole's like, I'm sorry.
Yes. I will sip my tea.
Yes.
I will sip some syrup.
Syrup.
Is it sweet wine, Krista, or is it dry wine?
Well, it is dry. It is a Sauvignon Blanc.
Does it have pickle juice inside?
I am going to be chasing with pickle juice later, but thank you for asking.
What a classy bitch. Yes,
I am not planning on making out with anybody, though, so it's a damn shame.
I'm going to make out with my cat.
I don't think that's consensual.
Well, she keeps attacking me and forcing it on me. I'm just trying to give it. I'm tired of fighting her off.
I'm making an espresso martini.
I made an espresso martini and I added eggnog.
I have wine because y'all crazy with your espresso at night.
It's decaf because I also would not go to sleep. If it's full calf, I'm screwed.
No.
My caffeine's not a problem.
Oh my God. That's how you know you have ADHD is if you can have caffeine and go to sleep, you're like, good.
I've just finished an Alani, so.
Those are so good.
Aren't they good? They are. Have you had like the orange cream one?
Oh my
God. That one's really good.
I had the sherbet one today.
Okay. Are we ready?
Who's picking first?
So I'm going to pick first.
Okay.
And the first card is, are you ready? My therapist said I couldn't blank. So naturally, I did it 3 times. My therapist said I couldn't blank. So naturally, I did it 3 times. And I'll wait till everybody's is in to go to the responses page on my Google forum. There's 2. Una más. Okay. All right. So the question is, my therapist said I couldn't stick an entire banana in my mouth. So naturally, I did it 3 times.
That makes sense.
It does.
I love the potassium. She knew you were low on potassium. She loved you.
My therapist said I couldn't check. So naturally, I did it 3 times. Somebody played it very straight there, I noticed. I like that. I like it. So my therapist said I couldn't use Dr. Google. So naturally, I did it 3 times. Okay, this is a hard one because I like the humor of the banana. Check is like straight and narrow, you know, compulsion. But I feel like my clients and sometimes others that shall not be named use Dr. Google. So I feel like that one hits me in the heartstrings and I'm going to have to go with Dr. Google. Okay, Madison.
I mean, that's fair.
Okay. All right.
I don't know what it says about me that the first thing I think of is putting an entire banana in my mouth.
It means you have a taboo podcast, girly. That's what that means.
It's an accurate situation.
I just want to be a fly on the wall in the room where the therapist is like, don't with the banana. No. And you're like, I shall do it in 3.
Another one. Yes.
Thrice this banana. Thrice. Okay. So the next one, you're going to do
whoever. Why don't we do whoever wins, does the next.
Because
sure,
that is a good idea. Let me see. Do you want me to read it?
You read it. You can read it. And then when all the responses come in.
Sure. All right. Number 2, ERP, because exposure to blank builds character.
What?
Ooh. Okay. ERP, because exposure to blank builds character. Okay.
Say the last 4 words again, please.
Yes, the last 4 specifically. Exposure to blank builds character.
There it is. Thank you.
You bet.
I feel stressed to be funny.
I'm sweating under my breasts. Okay. I'm just going to say it. I am. I think that's just because the lighting in here. Okay. It doesn't have to be funny, Madison. You could be obscure.
You could be... but these games are just the answer's always dick. And then they win. That's what these games are.
Oh, and that is correct.
You mean, thrice dicks. Thrice dicks was the...
Exactly.
Thrice.
Yes. Okay. We have the responses. Okay, so
these are great.
So the thing was ERP, because exposure to vomit builds character. ERP, because exposure to public restrooms builds character.
Ugh.
Or, that got a collective ugh. ERP, because exposure to disgust-based triggers builds character.
It's almost like you guys were all thinking the same thing. It's almost as if we all have OCD or something.
You could vomit in a public bathroom and it'd be gross. So
it would be
true.
That would be gross. They all go together.
Yeah.
So here's where my thought process is and where I struggle, right? Because vomit is like you're both getting OCD and emetophobia, you know? Public restrooms, though, you could see vomit in public restrooms.
Dropping or poop facts.
Or period blood or anything.
Drugs.
Pubic hair.
Pubic hair.
A home. I don't know.
And then there's also disgust-based triggers, which is very broad, but that's so important to go broad sometimes to see.
Is it?
Honestly, I think I'm going to go public restrooms because you can get so many things from a public restroom.
Yes.
Krista, narrowly got it.
Public bathrooms have my disgust-based triggers inside of them.
Oh, so much character from building, though, I'll tell you what.
Yes, it does.
You can never wash your hands, and do you want to touch that faucet? Do you want to sit on that toilet? And first of all, that door's not locking, so you got to hold it with your foot.
Fantastic. Jeez. Okay, so Krista, then, you get to pick this time. The prompt is...
Give me Sunny.
Well, she's giving us clues, Madison and Tracy.
Right.
Sometimes you don't know where they're going to land. I'm like, thrice dicks, funny.
That's what she said.
Oh, my God, Nicole. At this point, you have to name this episode... Three dicks and four women.
Not enough.
That seems about right.
It's not enough. It's not enough.
You won't get blocked.
It actually isn't.
Never enough. Never enough. Unless you're a kind of woman that's like, no. And then you're like, no, I'm good. All right. Yeah. So for the third one, nothing ruins a dinner party faster than bringing up blank.
Not gonna lie, with any of us, I feel like it's only going to build to it.
I know, so we're gonna
tough
have
one.
We're gonna have to. I don't know. It's making my boobs sweat. Okay.
I would love to talk about that at dinner.
So that's not
right.
So clue, don't put that. Reassurance seeking worked. Ching. Okay, nothing ruins a dinner party faster than bringing up.
Oh man, I'm actually kind of disappointed I can't answer with this one because I got a great answer.
I hope
you know what? I also made you proud.
Okay.
Okay, we got you. We got you.
Great.
We knew who the judge was.
Yep. You know, there's not a lot of things I won't talk about, and that's got to be challenged.
Okay, so here it is.
Babe.
Okay, are we ready for the greatness? Great. Okay,
we're ready.
Can't wait. These are good. Okay, we're getting into our role, y'all. We're getting into it. Okay, nothing ruins. The people are like, tell us, nothing ruins a dinner party faster than bringing up intrusive sexual images of my father. Okay, that's a strong one. That's a strong contender. Nothing ruins a dinner party faster than bringing up vaginal smells.
Wonderful.
Nothing ruins a dinner party faster than bringing up EMDR. I like it. There's some layers to this.
These are all fantastic. And I'm not going to lie. When I was thinking about this, I immediately was like, well, okay, so yeah, we're approaching the holidays. A lot of dinners coming up. And I know for a fact I can have these conversations with all of you guys. So I can't think of that. I have to think of my family. And EMDR, they're not going to have any idea what that is going to mean. But to be honest with you, I think they would be more intrigued. Sexual or intrusive sexual images of my dad. Honestly, it doesn't matter. I think my parents, because they don't have OCD, they'll want to know more about it. So it's got to be vaginal smells. I were to ever talk about that, I would talk about that with you guys. But if I were to ever bring that around the holidays, I would be kicked out faster than a redheaded stepchild, and I ain't already that.
See?
So,
yeah.
Vaginal smells was a very good one, Tracy. And Madison, flashbacks of the Uber when there was lots of talk of lots of things. And I was like, yes, our
Uber driver. Also, I just want the fam to know we did not plan this. We all genuinely picked in order of the way that we showed up on screen.
Oh, that was weird.
Did we? Oh, that is funny. Hey, look at that. All right. So, Tracy, you get to choose because you were the winner chicken dinner with vaginal smells. And how often do I get to say that phrase? I'm here for it. All right.
You know, if you say that again, you should play the lottery. Seriously.
I should. It's, you know, it was a special moment. So here's for you to decide. Tracy, I didn't plan to confess blank in session, but here we are. Ooh, man. That's a good
hard.
One. That's a good one. We need a doorknob issue to make it really sell. Yeah. I didn't plan to confess blank in session, but here we are.
Or what if they say something and ghost you?
She's giving us clues.
They can never face you again after that. Uh-huh. I don't know what that would be. I feel like I welcome most topics.
No, that's why I'm like, what would I struggle to confess?
Wow.
Confess everything.
Mm-hmm. You're like,
I'm going
to get it. I didn't expect to not confess, but here we are.
And here we are. I've never been to confession.
Here we are. Not the same. I like that you're confessing about your lack of confessing.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No one ever asked, so if they did.
So if you ever were to go, you would say it has been my entire life since my last confession.
Ooh,
I would.
That's a long
time. And then I would say, do you want to discuss vaginal smells with me? With a straight face and wait for an answer.
Or if it's anything like a Catholic church and how they do confession, you're not going to see the priest's face anyways, so you're good.
Yeah. Well, that's, can I? Can I go in the other area? Like, I'm.
Can you go in the other door?
Can you go in the other door?
Yes. No. Is there a back door where we can have a conversation face to face about vaginal smells?
There's always a back door.
There's always a back door. And we know what's there.
Lots of conversations.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready for this.
Okay, so these are some good prompts, you guys. Okay, so the card is this. I didn't plan to confess how attractive Jesus is. His abs are ripped in session.
Nice.
But here we are.
Yep.
It is sexy Jesus. I didn't plan to confess attraction towards my therapist in session, but here we are. Lastly, I didn't plan to confess that I believe hot dogs are a sandwich in session.
Yeah.
But here we are.
Yeah. No, I have a solid answer.
Yeah.
That is.
Because if somebody told me that anybody, including Jesus, was attractive and ripped, I would say, okay, that's all. Mm. I'd be like, that's very possible.
Yeah, so you'd believe that in session.
Yeah.
You're like, I would just be like,
you're like, I heard that yesterday. Yeah.
I'd be like, I haven't seen him, but I'm willing to accept those.
But I'm willing to believe.
I hear he works out.
Yes. Yeah. Attraction toward my therapist. Mm-hmm. I've heard that, actually.
Mm-hmm. I have too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, let's process that. Mm-hmm. Both of you want to get married. Yes.
That's such a therapist thing to say. Process it. I'm here for it.
Yeah. I consulted with somebody today who was like, oh my goodness. My person said that they're attracted to me. And I was like, sweet.
And little did you know, foreshadowing mm-hmm. for the game tonight. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
I will say that as a strong believer that hot dogs are not a sandwich.
No, they are not.
I might cancel that person's next appointment. I might be like, I don't believe that you're human, and ask them to leave.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And I don't like you.
This is where, even though this is technically not a clinical diagnosis, this is where you put sociopaths.
Ooh.
I'm pretty sure.
Ooh. Who amongst us is the sociopath?
There is no other explanation.
Mm-hmm. That's just delusions.
Yeah. I mean, I see what you're saying with the bread and something wedged between, but, you know, two things wedged in a bun.
It's not okay.
A sandwich does not make.
Who put that? Madison.
Yeah, Madison.
I don't know what you're talking about until we know what the right answer is.
The right answer is hot dogs.
Hot dog.
Canceled out perfectly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, is that true? Do you really believe hot dogs are a sandwich?
I do. I
will Madison, go.
You're evil.
That is weird.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, weird.
That's right. You are so whack that I don't
know. So what? So then what would a hot dog be then?
A hot dog.
It's a hot dog.
It's a hot dog.
She's a hot dog.
Or like a bun.
So it's its own category. How special.
What? I disagree because, you know, have you ever had the struggle meal hot dog? It's that's not, like two pieces of bread.
It's not yes. its own hot category. What that's about a sandwich. Bread? What about a brat?
Right. So a hot dog's a sandwich.
Nope, it can't be. It's in a bun.
A lot of the time the bun breaks in half anyway.
So it's if you make a hoagie, do you call it a hot dog?
Tracy.
Does Subway serve hot dogs?
Ooh, Tracy. Ask not, more.
That doesn't mean it's not a sandwich.
They serve sandwiches, but they don't serve any on buns made for hot dogs.
But they also serve pizza. So, like, are we really going to use Subway as the justification for
Jersey Mike's only serves subs and sandwiches, and he doesn't serve hot dogs or sandwiches on buns?
Boom. I have other hot takes. That could be a whole episode.
Do you ever believe hamburgers are a sandwich? Because I'm going to unfriend you.
I do. I kind of do.
Well, hamburger
it's
feels
between
more
two buns.
Hamburger feels more a sandwich than a hot dog.
I mean, well, yeah, it's too far. I mean, taco's not bread.
No. Right.
But that's a totally different situation.
Right. So that's why I think that hot dogs and hamburgers are also technically sandwiches.
S'mores a sandwich?
All right. So what?
S'mores.
S'mores.
They are. They're dessert sandwich.
I've had enough. Everybody unfriend this person immediately. They make no sense.
Well, every time I'm on one of Nicole's game nights, I get canceled.
No.
Okay. Madison is my little sister. She will never be canceled by me. I love her. But this is going to be one of those where I'm just going to say, no,
yeah,
thank
but, like,
you.
Here's the
no,
thing.
Thank you.
Who won the point and who thought it was very funny?
I mean,
it's hysterical.
It was hysterical.
It's hysterical.
If I was picking, I would have picked the hot dog too. Not because the other ones weren't great. But I was like, hot dog, who is this evil genius trying to
pull
evil one
genius,
over?
Exactly.
Evil genius because it's an illusion.
It's like
there
exposure.
Are documentaries about people like you, Madison. They're basically just called, you know, tapes of a serial killer.
Ooh, you know, if a hot dog is a sandwich makes me a serial killer, then I guess I am.
It's so triggering.
That's the criteria.
Now, my new exposure is going to be looking at hot dogs and buns and calling it a sandwich until I habituate to the discomfort.
We love it.
No,
we think we run out of things that would make us afraid, and I've just come up with a new one. I'm healthy,
but you know what?
I'm not afraid.
I'm going to take an ICBT lens in this and say I am certain that that is not a sandwich.
Krista has certainty.
If you respond, I'm going to trust my senses on this one. My infernal sense data.
Your senses are broken. Your senses are broken.
The calibration is wonky. I have to say. I mean, I think. Yeah, a question. Okay, so Madison, through her weirdness, got that one, but it was so good. We liked it. And she is never canceled. I wouldn't keep inviting her back if she was canceled, silly Billy. But here is your next one you're going to be guessing for. Let's do a point recall right now. Madison is in the lead because of her sandwich drama, and this needs to be fixed, ladies. So, OCD said, don't do blank. I said, bet. Ooh, it's got like Gen Z going.
Oh, man.
And our one Gen Zer is like, picking. Uh-oh, somebody's got an evil genius idea. OCD said, don't do blank. I said, bet.
Oh, my gosh. Why am I drawing a blank? Oh, boy.
That's how the hot dog situation came to be.
I love it. Gosh, where's my hot dog situation right now?
That's a tough one.
Okay.
Okay. All three are in.
Okay.
Here we go.
Hot dog murder, really?
Y'all are
coming from my
message. I love it. Okay. All right. So the question.
We love another hot take, though. I see another hot take in here.
Ooh, I see a hot take. Yes. Okay. OCD said, don't do murder. Maybe. Probably. Hot dog murder. I said, bet. OCD said, don't do hot dogs are sandwiches. I said, you cray. I said, bet. Number three, OCD said, don't do pour milk first and then cereal. I said, bleh. Sorry for
that's
the metaphor.
From the bathroom.
Yes,
the bathroom exposure from earlier. So.
I know it's a little Emmet. I have to apologize to Emmet followers here.
So I feel like the people that came for my hot dog answer shot themselves in the foot for this one, because why would I pick something that goes against my values of a hot dog sandwich? So I also think this is a hot take, though. Pouring milk first and then cereal. Yes, I'm going to do that one.
Oh, no. Yay!
That was no. You, Krista? Tracy. Tracy and I were both in hot dog land. We were like, I love it so much. Oh,
okay,
man.
I got to ask, though, because is that something that you do, is you pour your milk first and then cereal?
So no. Here's another thing that probably makes me cereal killer. I don't like
cereal killer. Cereal.
I like to have my cereal and have milk on the side. I don't like soggy cereal.
Oh,
that is literally the villain in Get Out. That's what she does.
God, don't compare me to that villain.
Goodness.
I just think that's what she does.
Wait, Tracy, really? Where are you?
Oh, fantastic.
I'm like, so I would never. I think I couldn't even speak to somebody that poured their milk first, then cereal, starting because your cereal floats, bro. There's not even room for cereal by the time you put milk. That's crazy.
Yes.
That's the word.
Which is why I said OCD is saying to do that, because that is crazy. That is crazy talk. You literally are going to get like 10 particles of your cereal in there.
Yeah. I hope it's not Rice Krispies. Have you ever even tried to pour milk into those? They float out of your bowl.
But if you don't like soggy cereal and you eat it before it saturates and sinks, then I guess that might be. But
I like to, I'm going to pull up something from one of Krista's talks. I very much like to mindfully eat. So by the time I'm finished with my cereal, it is very soggy and I'm not about it.
I see. Fair. I like it. Okay. It's fancy to do things in a deconstructed way. So you're just saying, me fancy. I like it. Okay. Yeah. All right, fam. If you're getting value out of our conversation, but you haven't hit subscribe or followed OCD Family Podcast wherever you enjoy your podcasts and YouTube, please take a moment, no time like the present, to hit that button. It's free, it's easy, and it ensures that not only will you never miss an episode, but that more folks can find the OCD Family community. Because fam, we know we're better together. Now, back to today's chat. Krista, you get to guess. All right, Krista, here's your prompt. The only thing more exhausting than obsessions is blank.
Great. This is where the thrice situation would be great.
That is a bit more exhausting. Mm-hmm. The thrice.
I imagine. I have no idea. I imagine.
But imagine, unless people are like real quick, a little microwave there.
Nicole, read it one more time to me, please.
Sure. The only thing more exhausting than obsessions is blank. Oh.
If we need to redo this, let me know.
That means it is naughty.
Right.
That's not naughty, but it sounds like confidential.
I'm just going to say it sounds a little bit like reassurance seeking, but
maybe a little, but you can let me know. I don't know what you want on your pod, so.
Cute. It all goes.
You're a pod.
You're a pod. Yeah.
I wish I was a tripod.
You're a pod in a bun, or as I would call it, a sandwich.
Thank you, Nicole. I'm glad you agree with me.
You're a little snack. Okay, we are.
No, she wants to commit hot dog murder.
Ooh, hot dog murder. Yes. Okay, we have three responses. Here we go. All right.
No, it's true.
Oh my gosh.
Savage.
Okay, this is savage. All right, there's a little inside baseball here. Okay. The only thing more exhausting than obsessions is waiting for IOCDF proposal exceptions.
True.
If you know, you know.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, the only thing more exhausting than obsessions is the current political climate. Yes, also true. We got some strong contenders. The only thing more exhausting than obsessions is more than three phallic-shaped machetes coming at me. Ooh, somebody was playing the thrice card. Somebody was thricing. Okay. It was a javelin
first
thrice.
First of all, I fancy myself a ninja, only like moonlighting as one when I get very brave. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if three phallic-shaped machetes were coming at me, I'm just going to, and, you know, it'd be no big deal. So no stress there.
Okay. No stress in the sword.
And just to be clear about
that. Just in case, if you're in a knife fight, you know who's extremely comfortable? This one.
Yeah.
Penis-shaped
only
knife fight.
Only when I'm moonlighting specifically as a ninja. Oh my gosh.
You know what you want to
pick. I'm not going to lie.
You know what
I know exactly what I want to pick. Oh, and I love the IOCDF so much. But man, waiting for those proposals to come in to see if you talk. Y'all, it's so hard because you're just like waiting so long and you're like, do I get to say and talk about that one thing that I'm so excited to? And then... I just wish there was such a quicker way because I love talking at that conference. I love it. I love it.
But people vote. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I love how diplomatic. See, I put Chris in a real weird position because she's an IOCDF advocate. And it's not poo-pooing on IOCDF. But you know what? We all have room for growth. And their turnaround time could improve greatly.
They get so many proposals too. They get an insane amount of proposals. And so I can't imagine just how difficult that is. But man, it's hard. Like even reading that was giving me anxiety.
I was already tired because I started thinking about how long it will take next year.
Yes. To give context, IOCDF will be like, you must have all proposals in for this summer's conference by the end of January. And then
out in April,
the conference is July 4th, and you will find out June 26th, basically. Congratulations, you can come.
Embellishment.
I guess, yes, it's a little embellished, but we're also laughing because it's not that bedazzled. So anyway, I felt very clever when I thought of that one.
That was a good one. That was a good one. Because I think we all saw that. We were like,
we're all like, if you've ever spoken there or tried to speak there, you know. All right. So the next one is me, I get to guess. And here is the prompt. My reward for doing an exposure is blank. Madison and her sandwiches. She's got a smug smile going on her face. You can't see it, fam, but I'll keep it real.
Oh, for God. Okay.
There's one response in. Again, it's my reward for doing an exposure is blank.
And Nicole, you're choosing, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Because of my epic IOCDF answer.
No, gosh.
I felt so fucking clever. I was like, I'm amazing. It was a confidence.
That is.
Yeah. Love you, IOCDF.
That is a pretty clever one, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have all three responses. Oh my gosh. Oh, tough. Tough. Okay. My reward for doing an exposure is three dicks and a nap. It's three dicks and a nap. Okay. My reward for doing an exposure is eating a hamburger sandwich. I'm noticing a theme. My reward for doing an exposure is crunchy tacos. A little variety for the class. Yes. Okay.
Very, very much a variety.
My goodness, I can see where all y'all's heads are at, and I'm here for it. Okay, so what would I want? Well, I do love a good nap, but I feel like that's too much effort. Number one, three dicks, and I'm just like, what? Who's got time? I'm already needing a nap.
If it's, is it in that order? We don't know. It's elusive.
There you go. It is elusive. What does it mean? Is there interaction with said dicks? That's what, do the dicks leave us alone?
Live in uncertainty.
Do the dicks have a cold? Do I get to nap? Are they napping? Are the dicks napping? Okay.
they're napping. Maybe there's just three nearby you and everyone's asleep.
And you nap.
That's so nice.
I mean, I love a collective nap. I love a collective nap. Eating a hamburger sandwich. Whoever that clever devil that wanted to attach a sandwich to that based on our conversation. And then we have crunchy tacos. I do love a Taco Tuesday. Let's see. You know what? I will be completely honest. As someone with celiac, so I can't have gluten at all, it is kind of rare for me to have a hamburger. And though I may not be like, give me that hamburger sandwich, I think that would be kind of treaty. So I think I'm going to have to go with eating a hamburger sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
No way. Nice. Oh, no, Krista in the lead. All right, Krista.
Krista, I'm not going to lie. I really, truly thought crunchy tacos were going to win. Because after I read that, I was like, I feel like that's the only one that actually makes sense.
I mean, I love a crunchy taco, but gosh, I get a lot of corn. I get a lot of corn. I was like, reward? Treaty? I don't know. Maybe? It depends on the day. All right, Krista, you get to guess, and you are in the lead. And Tracy, we have to knock Madison out with the elbows on this one because we don't want her to tie with Krista.
Very difficult.
Yes, it is. It's tricky. It's tricky. She's got hot dog sandwiches after all. So the next one, all right, this is our eighth question, believe it or not. OCD recovery starter pack, ERP, SSRIs, and blank.
Oh, my God. Ooh, wait. It's three dicks and a nap.
God, I know.
Nicole, you had to sing that.
I did. I mean, it was good, though, right?
It just flows nicely.
It's Christmas time. Presents. Come on now. A nap is always a present.
It's like a jingle.
It is.
For Starbucks.
It's like a jingle. It really is, for sure. Okay. OCD starter pack.
Can you say the question again?
Yes. OCD recovery starter pack. ERP. SSRIs and blink.
I'm gonna have that song in my head all night.
You're welcome.
You are welcome.
Gosh, so great.
Catch me for a jingle.
So here we are, ready for our answers. Hey. Krista is guessing. Okay, what is the response? OCD recovery starter pack. ERP. SSRIs and being unbothered by taboo intrusive thoughts.
Ooh. That does sound luxurious, actually.
OCD recovery starter pack, ERP, SSRIs, and a hike in the wilderness with Dr. Gray Gray.
I know somebody who thinks that's a nightmare.
That is diabolical. Well,
I'm not going to lie. I'm going to agree.
That is diabolical. Okay, OCD recovery starter pack, ERP, SSRIs, and Taco Tuesday.
Fantastic.
I mean, somebody heard you last round being like, you know what makes sense? Tacos. Always tacos.
I mean, yes.
So we'll see. Is she going to be consistent, folks?
Okay, let me break these down. So being unbothered by taboo intrusive thoughts, that sounds wonderful because, like, you know, I'm thinking about...
That's a hashtag goal, right? Hashtag.
I mean, exactly. That's what you want to get. That's literally where you want to get.
And you get to start there in the starter pack.
I mean, yeah, you're starting there?
You're starting. Healed.
Yes, please.
Plus SSRIs. Yeah.
Good luck with that, y'all.
Yes. A hike in the wilderness with Dr. Gray Gray. Dr. Gray. Listen, Tracy.
Dr. Grayson.
That's exactly what I was thinking of. I was like, if I ever get to do a hike with Dr. John Grayson, I think it's going to be like exposure upon exposure upon exposure. And to me, nothing about that sounds comforting or fun for me.
You forgot water.
I mean, from the river.
I will say it.
No.
I will say in.
No,
in,
thank you.
Although Grayson does a wilderness hike, ERP hike after a conference, though.
Oh,
I've seen that.
Sure,
in the
it's
program.
Fantastic.
I'm sure it's scary. Sure, it's like absolutely ERP fantastic. They probably play with spiders.
This is my starter pack. And guess what? It already comes with ERP, and I'm good on the wilderness site. I'm literally torn between the tacos and being unbothered by taboo intrusive thoughts. But you know what? I don't need to have a win to eat tacos because they're pretty freaking easy to make. Mm-hmm. So I can have them every single day of the week, not just on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I want to be unbothered by taboo intrusive thoughts. So come on down. You're
Madison. Who else are you? Crazy. We had one job. We had one job. Oh, no.
If only it could really be a part of the starter pack.
That would be awesome. If you're listen, you're going to do treatment. It's going to be hard, but there will be tacos. I'd be like, sign me up. You know,
yeah, you know, if that was tacos every day, I think that might have won.
Maybe we need to bring this up at IOCDF, perhaps submit a proposal to say,
everyone eats tacos. That's what it is. That's the whole hour and a half.
Exactly. Okay.
But with our treatment, at least we can get to where we are unbothered by our taboo thoughts. Because that's where I'm at right now.
True.
Way to point out the facts.
Eat tacos.
It's a very important part of my life.
It's up my bathroom.
With treatment, you can leave your house and have a value-driven taco. Or
of any kind.
Go grocery shopping and not be afraid of grabbing value-driven taco shells from the shelf. Not even the third one.
Shrimp tacos.
I like that.
Chicken tacos. Mm-hmm. You can have ground beef tacos, carne asada tacos, chorizo tacos. Potato tacos.
Okay, I'm getting hungry, and I've had dinner. That's right,
perfect.
Yeah, it is perfect.
It's the perfect food because you can have it for lunch, dinner, and breakfast. You can have it like everything. Like you can have a breakfast taco. You can have, you know, a taco salad or a taco soup. Mm-hmm. And then at night you have tacos.
Now, if you put a hot dog in a taco shell, is it still a taco?
I think it's going
to... I mean, it's the shell.
It's disgusting. It's
a taco?
It's a taco. Oh my gosh. I think Tracy found the key to Pandora's box here. If you put the hot dog, by your definition, a bun and bread, Madison, it is a taco. Yeah.
But a taco isn't bread.
No.
Or like, no. Yeah. A taco is a tortilla, not bread. It's fusion.
I think Tracy.
It is white fusion.
Oh my gosh.
I think Tracy stole the answer to the world here. The next one, we are close. You guys are tied, and I don't know if we're going to catch up, but maybe not. I guess maybe not. So for Madison, since you got that one, if I avoid this one thing, I'll definitely prevent blank. I can't say what I thought, but
you can type it.
I don't think I can.
Can you repeat that one more time?
I would be so happy to. If I avoid this one thing, I'll definitely prevent blank.
Okay.
Beachless.
Now I really want a taco. Maybe tomorrow.
If I avoid this one thing, I will prevent blank.
I'll definitely prevent. There's some certainty in that. I'll definitely prevent blank.
Okay, cool.
All right. Trace answers are in thrice, as some would say. Okay, so if I avoid this one thing, I'll definitely prevent herpes.
We're never giving up the hot dogs. We're never giving up the hot dogs.
I like ketchup on hot dogs.
I also like it, and it's a taboo thing for a Chicagoan to say that.
Right?
To sit in place, they'll laugh in your damn face.
Why is it controversial? I want to know why it's controversial, because I have a feeling the fam here might be like, we like ourselves some ketchup with a hot dog.
I have no idea.
It's just not part of a Chicago dog.
You can't get it on a Chicago dog. I went to a classy place. There was that was not one of the options.
They don't even have ketchup in the restaurant. Yeah.
No.
What?
The time, no.
Oh my God.
Bring your own. BYOK.
Yup. And then they laugh in your face.
And they're like,
You get out your pot of ketchup. I mean, you're like, I'm carrying Heinz, so it's fine.
You can get shot.
You have a giant purse and you bring the Heinz out.
What if they go to shoot me and I use some of the ketchup? I'm like, what? I'm already shot. And they're like, damn. And they walk away.
Shout out to the Chicago peeps. Gene and Jude's is the best place to go for.
Oh my God. Just went there.
Isn't it so good?
Oh my God, the fries.
I know.
So the reason I bring this up, Donald's right next door. Also, there's a really cute tiki bar that next time.
I went to the tiki bar right after I went to that one. Yes.
Okay. They have a fun weekend to light on fire. It's so cool. Okay. Anyway, Chicago's great, everyone. Technically, it's not Chicago, but it's okay. So when you go to Gene and Jude's, they don't have ketchup, but the McDonald's next door will charge you $1 per packet. To get
because they know because they know people
so
want
smart though
because they want some on their dogs. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Okay, so the family's like on bated breath because they're like, what does ketchup have to do with this? Here it is, guys. Listen, if I avoid this one thing, I'll definitely prevent herpes. That was the first one. If I
amazing.
Yes. I mean, always good to have prevention of diseases. We're here for it.
Yes.
If I avoid this one thing, I'll definitely prevent hot dogs having ketchup. That sounds like a Chicagoan, like somebody knew the inside scoop and was speaking to Madison there. Somebody's playing chicky chicky. And somebody just had hot dogs at that place. So I don't know. We might have a clue. Okay. If I avoid this one thing, I'll definitely prevent poop germs. Death.
Mm-hmm. So your girl loves ketchup. Mm-hmm. On her hot dogs.
Mm-hmm. Who doesn't? You mean on your sandwich? You like ketchup sandwiches?
Yeah, you're right. I actually do. I do put ketchup on my sandwiches. You are absolutely right. My sandwich hot dog. In the same way, an Italian beef sandwich is a different category of sandwich. So is a hot dog sandwich. Mm-hmm. Anyway, poop germs. That's not really one of my things. You know, I don't really care about poop germs.
That's crazy.
Well, then you'll definitely prevent them.
Tracy is literally like, what the fuck is wrong with you right now? I can't understand.
She's like, listen, hamburger sandwich. I don't know where you came from.
The vent, get out of here. The not real voices from the vents. Yeah, get out of here. Can't do that. Okay. And then one thing too, like, again, this is my hot take as well. Like, again, nobody necessarily wants herpes, but I think it's more stigmatized than everyone thinks it is. I think
breaking down stigma in the middle of
it. We are, because before, I think it was like the 1980s or something, like this was not really a big deal. And then all these like places came out and said it was like this big problem. Of course, like, we don't want to say everyone should get herpes, right? But at the same time, I'm like,
You're like, but you know what? Everyone could get herpes. Yeah.
Most people, a lot of adults have it, and they don't even know because it's not even on STDs.
So Merry Christmas
most of the time. You gotta ask for it. Anyway, I feel like a very OCD answer, though, is going to be either herpes or poop germs.
And somebody knew inside baseball about the ketchup, no ketchup on your Italian wiener.
Italian sandwich, that'd be crazy.
Did you say on your Italian wiener?
Thrice wieners. Interesting. Yeah.
You know what? Even though I'm not a huge, I don't have a problem with it. I got poop germs, actually. Damn.
Ooh, who's got poop germs?
Who was poop germs?
Me.
Okay. I was like, you guys are stealth. I was like, Tracy's.
Jess, you are preventing poop germs' death, not just poop germs.
My bad.
Ones that kill you. That might.
Got it. The death ones. The like C. diff.
Those are the ones.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
I just want to tell you, like, it was like 12 years ago, I went on a Chicago, like, food tour. Mm-hmm. And we went to some Chicago place. It was like, and Madison, is there, like, some, like, legendary restaurant that is, like, big for Chicago hot dogs?
There's Super Dog. There's Red Hot Ranch. There's Frank's.
God, I can't remember. I can't remember what it was. You might have even said it. And that's where I learned about the official Chicago thing. Because all of us, like, non-Chicagoans were just like, where's the ketchup? And people were like, oh, like, scoff. How dare you try to ruin our delicacy? And we're just like, it's a fucking hot dog. Like, Get over yourselves.
It's
a sandwich.
You didn't that's know you don't. Yes, you it's don't put ketchup on a sandwich. That's right. That's right. You put ketchup on your tuna? No, because it's a sandwich. Okay. Well,
that'd be gross.
Oh yeah. My gosh. Okay. I will say this though, that after that trip, again, 12 years ago, like Chicagoans are right. Like the stuff that they put on their hot dog and everything, so like the celery salt and everything, like, magic. And
sports
I
pepper.
Feel like if you were to add, I feel like if you were to add ketchup, it ruins it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Agree to disagree, though. You know, up to all the stuff and then ketchup.
And then ketchup.
And then ketchup.
I'm listening on that.
Other controversial take, I don't think a lot of us really have deep dish that much. Everyone's like, deep dish. And I'm like, we literally don't even eat it that much. It's not that good.
I don't but like do it. You guys, it's but do you guys carbs. Have malort a lot?
No.
You have malort
people you would hate.
Merlot. Yeah.
That's when you really hate people.
Right. And I will admit, it's not really like the shot itself. It's the aftertaste that's like really gross. Here's another controversial sociopathic thing. I love licorice. So like the initial taste isn't bad, but the aftertaste is real bad of malort.
Are you trying to say that you like black licorice?
She likes anise.
I love black
licorice.
She's an
anise fan.
Black jelly beans. So good.
Same.
You like Jägermeister, don't you? You like
no, I actually don't. And I don't like anise either.
She likes pickled teenies.
It has to be the jelly bean or the black licorice. I don't like
it. What if it's on a hot dog sandwich?
I probably wouldn't like it then either.
I mean,
I don't
a hot
think
dog
is that are supposed to be salty, but people make them sweet. I don't get that. I don't understand. I don't
it's like a, it's like a sweet pickle. What are you even doing? Get out of here.
Why?
Get out of here. Get out of here with your sweet
pickle.
Right. I don't believe in the sweet pickle.
The litmus test for evil.
So here's
apparently.
Here's the last question for Cards Against Humanity. Because you guys are tied, and if you stay tied, then that was just how fate had it. Sandwich was meant to be tied.
Okay.
But if
I'm all sweaty.
And I feel like Tracy.
Tracy knows Tracy better.
How many do you have now, Tracy?
Hiding? I have one, which is the exact amount of things I prefer at once. Do I have two?
I feel like you have two.
I have two.
You have two.
Which is this. We know what I say. If two is my limit. So I probably can't get any.
I have one. I feel like you have two. They both have three. So we have the potential to have a three-way tie. Thrice.
Yeah.
Thrice-way tie. Thrice. Which might be the appropriate thing.
We're about to have a thrice tie.
Or we're going to have an ultimate winner. We'll see. So here it is. Okay. And our guesser is, well, I guess it's, is it Tracy you're guessing? Because she, because you had it. Ooh. Intrusive thoughts are like blink, but spicier.
Am I? I'm not coming up with an answer.
You're not. No.
You're the judge.
Intrusive
you are judging.
Thoughts are like blink, but spicier.
How many goodies?
Oh.
Yeah.
Shoot.
I keep trying to eat Jolly Ranchers without crunching them up, but somehow when I become unconscious, I start crunching them. I can never just suck one to the end, she said. I know.
Well, because two is the limit.
Right. That's fair. Don't come at me with more than two. I only have a couple of spaces.
We'll make room.
I'll get you some rental space.
Okay, are we ready? I think we have.
I'm like dying every
time. We have all three in. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So the question
that's a
was.
Long. Damn.
There is
that's
a long.
Super long.
Like a story.
Okay. Intrusive thoughts are like the vomit scene from The Exorcist, but spicier. Mm-hmm. Okay.
True.
Intrusive thoughts are like sweet pickle juice, but spicier. How ironic that it's that spicy. It's sweet. Okay. Intrusive thoughts are like walking down the street, but you step on your mother's back, but then the world ends and a stadium people blow up. But the worst part is that many stadium sandwiches get destroyed. Yes, the hot dogs.
But spicier.
But spicier.
Not the hot dogs. Not
no.
The sandwiches.
Oh, no. Not the sandwiches.
Sorry, I started this dilemma.
At least there's no ketchup. Yes.
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing, that the theme of the episode is going to be tacos versus hot dogs.
That's true, man. If I had to eat one every day, it would be.
I mean, it's Mars or Venus. It all comes down to that. Mm-hmm.
The vomit scene from The Exorcist.
Mm-hmm. But spicy.
I like that one. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And there's vomit.
I don't know if they're spicy pea soup, though, but I'm going to think about it. Sweet pickle juice is disgusting.
Gross, Madison.
Yeah. The intrusions can be disgusting, but I don't think they're sweet usually.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Sweet, but they are spicy. Disgusting, like sweet pickle juice, so it's kind of complicated. Mm-hmm. One of my first intrusions that I remember that was complicated around, oh my gosh, like magical thinking, was because in the 80s, while my mom was driving me to school in the car, and I heard the song that said, "Step on a crack, break your mama's back."
That's my first obsession.
Stop!
I'm not kidding. And my mom had been.
Oh my God, you did it. You did it. Started because you injured your mom's back.
That's what my brain said. Tracy. So it's like 5-6 year old.
Dang.
Tracy's like, that's, you did it.
It's like, what's wrong with your kid? And they're like, mom's like, I don't know. She's anxious.
That's wild. So yeah, my very first one, I don't remember what it was, but I know that was certainly an early one. It was certainly my first magical one. Mm-hmm. So I didn't step on cracks because I thought her back would break, but then I wasn't sure if she would die because I didn't know if broken backs kill you. So it was very confusing.
She'd just be in a lot of pain.
I'm going to have to select that one. It's most relatable.
That one was tied.
And I still have two, because two is enough.
Two is enough. It's enough and all the things. Yes, we both have two. They both have three.
Way tie.
All right, excellent job, ladies. Very good. I'm going to jingle a bell, because it's Christmas time.
Hey, real talk. If you've made it this far into the pod, chances are you love learning about OCD. So why not take it up a notch? Head over to OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses to browse the OCD Training School's incredible lineup. And when you use my special link, you're not just investing in great education, you're also supporting this podcast at zero extra cost. With courses ranging from self-help to continuing education for clinicians, offering live and on-demand options to fit your needs or your time zone, the opportunities are vast. OCD Training School has your back. And when you use my link, you have the fam's back too. So go check it out at OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses. And now, back to the show.
Okay, so as we draw to a close here, share a little bit about where people can find you, where you guys are talking about taboo topics, where Madison is doing her advocacy work, and maybe one closing tip for this holiday season that people can lean into.
I love that.
I love that you love it.
Do I go first?
You can. Go for
okay.
it, girl.
Oh my gosh. So much to remember. Okay. Well, you can find me. It's my full name on Instagram. It's at Krista Ruth Reed on Instagram. And my website is also my name and the disorder I treat. So readocd.com. And something to kind of, what was that holiday thing again?
Yeah, a tip that people can lean into. It can be fun. It can be sassy. It can be practical. It can be hot dog.
Well, it's definitely not going to be hot dogs. I will also, full disclosure, I'm really not a big hot dog eater anymore. Don't really. It's like one of those things. The older you get, your body just doesn't want some particular foods in there anymore. And hot dogs are definitely one of them. Whoa. But yes. I'm going to say, you know what? If you are feeling forced or pressured to celebrate a holiday a particular way, and it doesn't feel like it fits you, it doesn't feel like it's honoring your own desires and values, find your own traditions. Like, we are here to be able to, of course, celebrate and share a moment with our family and everything. However, I absolutely, and I have found this the older I get, like, I start my own traditions. I start different ways that I celebrate. Maybe it doesn't make sense to anybody else. However, between my kids and I, we love it. And there's absolutely, it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter what's going on. It's never too early to start a tradition.
I love that. Yes. Yes. Okay. Who wants to follow Krista? Because that was amazing.
Yeah. Suck it.
Hey, I'll suck it. I'll go next.
You suck it thrice times.
Thrice. Okay, so I forgot all of the things, but I'm going to say the things I remember that you could tell me what I forgot about that. So first of all, I just want to say that the podcast that Krista and I have is not OCD related, which shocks a lot of people because they're like, what? Mm-hmm. It is taboo related. It is called Talk Taboo to Me. Mm-hmm. And it covers taboo topics that other people are uncomfortable about talking about, but we think it's important to talk about in a non-judgmental fashion and help people feel more comfortable talking about taboo topics. Could be a lifestyle, it could be a work thing, could be your life. I'm at Taboo Tracy, T-R-A-C-I-E, because I'm special like that, on Instagram, where I talk about surprise taboo things and OCD recovery things. My personal therapy practice is SPSTherapy.com, Specialized Psychological Services, where I specialize in OCD and sex therapy. And I happen to work at NoCD, so plug for them, NoCD.com. And did you say, I heard holiday tips and stuff, but then I just blacked out.
Advice, fun, little nod to get through the holiday season.
Oh, that makes sense. Holiday season. Not everybody has a fabulous family to go to. Not everyone even has like a great place to go at all. And sometimes it's distance, like maybe you just don't have the money or time to go see your family, or maybe your family sucks. And I have a little bit of those things at times, but like, I just like want to share that it doesn't have to be like a big thing. It's okay. We don't have to don't feel pressure. We're not going to have a big dinner. Like, think outside of the box. It doesn't have to get, you could have a hot dog sandwich if that's what you were into, but not at my house. I'll kill you.
Just a regular hot dog.
Ketchup.
And I would also say, like, sometimes it's just fun to do something with like even one or two people. So like for the holidays, I'm going to go hang out with my friend Uma Chatterjee. Ooh. And we're going to just make random food and like, we're going to eat stuff.
Yes,
so
I love Uma.
It doesn't have to be crazy. Yeah. It doesn't have to be crazy or like feel like, oh my gosh, I didn't have a whole thing. Don't worry about it. Like, a thing is like what it is to you. One important person in your life you could hang out with, and that's okay. So I just want to say that because a lot of people don't have like more than one or two people to hang out with. That's okay. One person even. It can be special. So embrace it. And maybe that person's not in your family, and that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Tracy. Madison, where can people find you at? What are you up to? Give us all the dates and your tip for the holidays. Yes.
My tips. So you can find me at Obsessively Strong on Instagram and TikTok. I talk all things OCD, ICBT, ERP, all the things that I do and I'm interested in. I also specialize in BFRBs. If we're looking to work with me, you can, if you live in Illinois, that's something that we can do. So find me on there. In terms of tips for the holiday, I think one of the things that I want to preface or mention is that similar to what kind of Tracy said, if your family doesn't kind of understand your diagnosis or like really relate or even acknowledge it, know that that doesn't mean anything about you. That means more about their maybe inability to learn or want to recognize or things like that. And I know that families in particular can be really hard and feel very invalidating when those experiences happen. So give yourself a lot of grace before you go if you are going into a space like that. And then after, one of my favorite things, prepare for after. What are we going to do that's going to brighten or lift you up after you leave a space that maybe doesn't feel super, super positive?
Yeah.
And lastly, know that you don't have to stay that long if you don't want to. If you were uncomfortable, dip, right? I used to live a lot of my life struggling with that idea. And I think it's really important to remember that, hey, me is not a representation of what they. So that's my little tip for the holiday.
Love that. When you dip, I dip, you dip. Yes.
And when you dip, I'm going to be living near you for in case you dip. And then I will find you and we will go to.
And I'm going to bring dippable chips and we'll have that.
Go to Gene and Dudes. And
Oh my God, we're all going to be in the Midwest. It just dawned on me. I love that.
Taking it over. Yes. Well, thank you, everybody. I'm just going to end with this tip, and then we're going to say happy holidays. Hang in there. Reach out for support if you need it. But I'm just going to say, you know, 'tis the season that you get to see, oh, look, little Jimmy had a piano recital, and little Susie had a solo at the elementary school concert, and Janice and Tom went to their holiday get-together, and all these different things. And you might be like, we can't leave the kitchen and the bedroom. And right. Comparison can feel like the enemy, the darkest reminder that, you know what, we're not where I thought it would be, or I don't know if we're going to be able to get there. And there can be a lot of grief this time of year. And so, first of all, I would just say, honor what you're feeling. Honor what you're feeling, okay? It's okay if you're like, I wish it was different. But then find something. Look at each other. Look at what you have. If you have each other and you're like, this sucks, but hey, in the trench, I see I'm not alone because you're there, then that's something. And it may not look like little Jimmy being up on stage, but it's still, it's powerful. And it's because of that bond and who you have in each other that you're going to get through this. And so it can be hard because it's just like, oh my gosh, look, everybody's living life and everything appears great. People don't put their shit pictures and where people were drunk and somebody got disappointed and somebody slept on the couch and somebody got in a car accident. Like, people don't put those posts on Instagram. They put eating from their charcuterie board and yay, look at the wonderful dress. Nobody's life is going perfectly. And guess what? Perfection isn't the goal, honey. Okay? And so wherever you're at, if you're like, hey, I'm kind of feeling sad and in my feels, honor it. But also know that grief itself doesn't define you. Look around. And if you don't see anybody in that trench, reach out for help. Because people are here to help. And you, I swear, you are not alone. There are thrice people out there times however many ready to join you. Thrice plus.
But two is enough.
That's right. That's right. So that is my message for y'all. I am so grateful for my guests tonight, Tracy, Krista, and Madison, playing our ho-ho holiday games. We wish you a safe and happy holiday season, but even if it's not happy, knowing we're together in this is really meaningful. So thank you, ladies. Appreciate you and wishing you all the best.
Happy holidays.
Thank you so much. Happy holidays, everybody.
Thank you for joining me and our OCD family community. If you enjoyed what you heard today, please like and subscribe to the OCD Family Podcast wherever you enjoy your podcasts. Did you find this content helpful? Please consider leaving a review. The more people that know they're not alone, the better. For more information regarding today's podcast, please visit OCDFamilyPodcast.com and remember to join the email list while you're there. It will provide you with the most up-to-date information, resources, and the download on the family chatter. Oh yeah, nothing says family
like Madison, Krista, Tracy, and me having some laughs at OCD.
That's right, I went there. And you can too at OCDFamilyPodcast.com.
Therapists, ready to shape the future of pediatric OCD treatment? Join the Next Steps in Pediatric OCD on-demand course from Angela Adamson Springer, LCSW, and learn how to adapt inference-based cognitive behavioral therapy for kids. With research still emerging, this course empowers you to explore new methods and contribute to the growing field of evidence-based practices. With OCD Training School's 365-day access for on-demand courses, you'll gain practical tools to help kids by adapting ICBT's signature 12 modules to be as creative as the kiddos you're treating. So sign up at OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses to support the podcast at no extra cost and support further growth and hope for our youngest of warriors.